joy to welcome all of you to our Lord's Day service, and we hope that the service is a blessing to you. We want to especially welcome our friend Cindy Steele. Cindy had a birthday recently, and in her honor, our first hymn is out of her tradition, in the Unitarian Universalist tradition, and we're going to sing it with gusto, "Earth Was Given as a Garden." For our other announcements, we ask that you note that "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior" is hymn number 772, which is listed incorrectly in the bulletin. In 2 weeks, on August 21st, we're hosting some wonderful services and a concert. The services on August 21st will feature Christmas in August, so that those who are in warmer climes during our Christmas season can get a taste of the beauty and message of Christmas here in Ephraim. If you have any spare Christmas decorations that you wouldn't mind sharing, please bring them in the next couple of weeks, and we'll put them out and make a little Christmas here. If you want them back, make sure you have your name on it. The other special event on that Sunday is at 2 p.m. with Colin and Friends. The concert will feature organ, violin, and flute, and the cost of that at the door is $22. Would you stand with me now as we sing the hymn inserted in your bulletin, "Earth Was Given as a Garden"?
Tree of life.
as we read together responsively Psalm 24.
The earth is the Lord and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it.
For he has founded it on the seas and established it on the rivers.
Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place?
Those who have clean hands and pure hearts, and do not lift up their souls to what is false, and do not swear deceitfully.
They shall receive blessings from the Lord and vindication from the God of their salvation.
Such is the company of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory.
Our Old Testament scripture lesson is taken from Psalm 33. Happy is the nation whose God is Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all humankind. From where he sits enthroned to the and watches all the inhabitants of the earth, he who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. A king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a vain hope for victory, and by its great might it cannot survive. Truly, the eye of the Lord is on those who reverence him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and shield. Our heart is glad for him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Our New Testament lesson is taken from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourself that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants who the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those servants, but know this. If the owner of the house had not known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. before you sit down, we'd just like to say thank you. It's her birthday week, but we want to say thank you every week because, Cindy, you bring so much to this congregation, to this church, particularly during the height of the pandemic, when it was you, I, Dawn, and Diane, almost every week. It's marvelous, and we thank you so much. And to my life, you brought amazing things. These are for you. I'll put them down here.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. One of the things we appreciate about Cindy is her hospitality, which is shown in so many ways. One day on a busman's holiday, I do take opportunity to go to different houses of worship when I'm not here, and I happened into the Unitarian Fellowship, and I decided that I wanted to see what it was like to be in the best pews, which of course are in the back. And as I was making my way to the back, Cindy sees me and says, "Dawn, come sit with me right up in front." And I remember that as a treasured memory. Thank you, Cindy, for all you are and all you do for this community and for our fellowship. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When my mother was in her 50s, she had the privilege of traveling, and especially the privilege of traveling without any of her family. Dad would stay home with us, and she would go off to fairer climes. She ended up going to Europe a few times, and we waited with such anticipation when she'd come home, because it was before the days of Facebook and Instagram. She could not chronicle her journey. The best she could do was send postcards, and they would arrive after she came back home. So we waited in anticipation. And the day before she came home, we'd make sure that that house was spick and span for her. Everything was in order. For 2 weeks, we would be living a bohemian life, and everything was a jumble, but we made sure when she came home, walked through that door, everything was in order. And we were rewarded by wonderful stories. She would tell us all about her trip. She'd bring home a roll of film. You remember those days when you had to bring home a roll of film and then go to the drugstore and get them developed, and after they were developed, she would tell us the story of each picture. And usually she would also bring home some kind of a memento, some kind of a gift. And I continued that tradition when I would go on vacation and my son was home waiting on me. And they continued the tradition of making sure the house was ready. And I'd come home and I would tell them stories and bring them some kind of memento of my trip. It's a wondrous thing because there were places that even to this day I've never been, and yet I feel like I was there with my mother because of what she brought back to me. And it reminds me of this delightful story that Jesus told. And it's just a few sentences, so we can miss it. He said, "I want you to be like those people, those servants who are waiting for their master to come home." You see, the master has been at a wedding party. The servants couldn't go because they had to keep the home fires burning, literally. It was the dead of night, and they had to keep the lamps in the house trimmed so that the light would continue to shine. You see, if those lights went out, there were no matches in those days. There were no flashlights. So if the lights went out at the master's home, everything would stop until daylight. Nobody could move because it would be total darkness. And so these servants were tasked with keeping those lights on and keeping the place in order. And they said at one point, the master came back from the wedding, but he didn't come back empty-handed. He must have taken a tray, a big tray, and loaded such sumptuous food on that tray and brought it back to the servants. And when they opened the door, the master did something completely unexpected. He said he put a belt on. Now, in those days, there were long flowing robes. And so with a long flowing robe, you could hardly do any work. If you wanted to work, you got a belt, put it on, and cinched that waist so that you could move around. And so the master did that and then said to his servants, take a load off, sit down. I'm going to serve you. And Jesus said, that's what the kingdom of God is like. It's like that master coming to his servants, that master who brings back all the delights, all the wonders that they cannot access by themselves and for themselves. And what is the kingdom of God? What are those things that we cannot create for ourselves? Well, the first thing is this gorgeous world that we have been placed in. The second thing are all the friendships, all the people that God has put into our lives that we are given to nurture and we are given to enjoy. Other things that God gives to us are those intangible things like love, like mercy, like grace, that make life worth living. These are the things that God grants to us and gives to us. It's no wonder Jesus said, it is God's good pleasure to give you that kingdom. God also gives us music so that when words cannot express the deepest stirrings of our soul, God gives us song. All these things from the hand of a gracious God. And what are we to give? We are to be like those servants who keep things in order so that when the master comes, we're ready. And what do we keep in order? Well, hopefully we keep this earth and this world in order. And we keep it clean and beautiful. We keep our relationships in order. We tend to them. We don't take them for granted. We reconcile with those whom we have hurt or who have hurt us. We bring all the grace and the mercy and the love of God. When people can't cope with life, we're the ones who are compassionate. When people are hurting, we're the ones who bring healing. When people are in need, we're the ones who bring sustenance. And it's not only for our own families and our own community, but it extends far beyond us. I think of the people of Uganda who are so far away from us. I doubt if I will ever have the privilege of going to Uganda. It's not on my bucket list because it's hot. But a few years ago, we were on Facebook, that wonderful social media platform, and there happens to be a church in Uganda. And we looked at that church, and it was four posts and a thatched roof. And we decided that we could bless them with some kind of help, and so we had a fundraising experience here, and we sent a couple of $1,000 from that fundraiser over to Uganda. We figured maybe they'll buy hymnals, or maybe they'll buy Bibles, or maybe they'll enclose their hut. But what they did with that money was to give it to women in the community to form a piggery so that they could be lifted out of poverty. And from that first piggery, another one started, and then another one. And soon, they were able to build a building from the proceeds of those piggeries. They were also able to fertilize their fruit trees, all because we sent a few dollars from here to bless another people. So you see, it is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, and it is our good pleasure to bring that kingdom to our families, to our community, to our world. Let us pray. Lord, we're so grateful that you give us what we cannot give ourselves. We are so grateful for the kindred souls that you have given to us. We're so grateful for the sacred spaces that you have given to us. We're so grateful for all the grace and mercy you have given to us, especially when life has been shattering. And we ask, O Lord, that you would help us to bring all your grace to this lost and broken world. In Jesus' name, amen. We come to that time of worship where we bring our praise reports and our prayer requests. We are so grateful that the Lord has granted Cindy another year of life. We want to remember the family of Mary Jane. These are friends of BD and Mary who have died. We want to remember Elfie in our prayers today, who had to say goodbye to her beloved pet Trouble. We want to remember those that have been on our prayer list: Tara, Rom, Ed, Barbara, Kevin, Fran, and Kate. Want to add one more to our prayer list, Marilyn's nephew, Eric. We would like to pray for him today, who's in hospice care. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we are grateful, grateful that we could be together today. Grateful for all the mercy and grace you extend to us. Grateful for our friend Cindy. We thank you for her life and her witness. We ask that you would be with the family of Mary Jane and all who mourn her passing, that you would grant to them your grace. We ask that you would be with Elfie today as she mourns the death of her beloved pet, that you would grant to her your comfort. We bring before you Eric, and we ask that you would be with him during his journey, that you would grant to him your peace. And for all those who are in need of your strength, for all those who are in need of your tender care, Tara, Rom, Ed, Barbara, Kevin, Fran, and Kate, we ask that they would experience the grace, the mercy, and the everlasting arms of God. We ask it all in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Privileged to gather around the Lord's table, and our communion is open to all. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and after he broke it, he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "This bread is my broken body given for you." After the same manner, he took the cup, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us partake together. Stand as we sing, "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior." His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you God's peace in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please be seated.